Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Rob Hutchinson, he's Managing Director of Dear South Africa, the role of NGOs in a democratic state. I think you'd rather talk about that than Prince Harry, wouldn't you, Rob?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I can tie my own shoelaces, I promise you that.
which is something. But either way, that's my theory and I'm sticking to it. So, Rob, the role of NGOs, if ever we've seen anything at the moment, it's the fact that we trust our government with absolutely nothing. That even the role of charity work and aid has been outsourced, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And maybe that's a good thing, Howard, really. It is. If you look at government's incompetence and the amount of corruption that goes around, I think it's a good idea that government lets civil society heroes and those who've proven themselves through a good track record actually handle that charity work or social work, especially when it comes to handing out relief funds and so on. Government has a horrific track record.
Is that, you know, NGOs are popular around the world, and I think that we do spend a lot of time beating ourselves up as South Africans. But the fact is that NGOs do have a role to play no matter what government's reputation is.
Yes, they do, without a doubt. You know, government is limited in its resources and cannot reach all the people, especially at ground level. And that is exactly where civil society and NGOs do come in. They fill the gaps that are left behind by bureaucracy. Government is burdened by bureaucracy. It slows social services down. And NGOs fill that gap, which is conveniently left by government. So you'll see an NGO can react much quicker in any sort of circumstance and so on, which is necessary. It's necessary for the functioning of a healthy society.
I always consider, and I always am concerned, that in South Africa, we're always in search of heroes. And I see this with Gift of the Givers. I see that often we elevate other people or organizations to the point that it's almost inevitable that they disappoint. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. We shouldn't be placing people on pedestals and whatever. I mean, everyone's only human after all. And if we do that, we expect them to perform at 110% constantly. And that's just not simply possible. Some people will, in fact, all of us will perform excellent one day and then suffer from a lack of performance the next day simply because we overworked or our focus is elsewhere. And we're human, absolutely, and we're human. And when we do falter, that's when the public tends to notice and point fingers and the media picks up stories and then that goes on. But that's where we should actually be collaborating, where one civil society organization stumbles, or when government stumbles, then that again creates a gap for other people to step in and assist. Civil society is very different to corporate. Corporate's about competition. Civil society is about collaboration. But there is an element of competition that has crept in. And that might be based on jealousy and egos that tend to run rough.
In terms of the current situation, in terms of the floods in KwaZulu-Natal, what is the role of the NGOs here?
I think NGOs play a vital role there. They're on the ground, they're at the scene where they operate from the bottom up, from grassroots level all the way up. So they understand situations a lot better, especially if it's a localized incident like the floods in KZN. They can understand it, they can react with the people, and they can address things at an absolute ground level, where government works from the top down. So again, it's a bureaucratic process. It has to go through a lot of approvals, a lot of steps, and government cannot always meet the demands. And of course, the more steps they are from the top down, the greater the chance of corruption or funds going missing and so on. So I think in the case of the floods here, I think the NGOs play possibly the most important role in assistance, in relief, and then cleaning up the mess.
Is there any control over the NGOs? How well managed are they is there a general, or is it very NGO specific?
Yes, so there is legislation that governs NGOs and nonprofits and how they operate. They still have to file tax returns, so the funds are closely monitored. They can't spend huge and unreasonable amounts on salaries, and any money that has been left over, as it's a nonprofit, either gets taxed, given back to the tax man, or unless they can prove it's for future projects, it must be used. All the money that they have collected over the year must actually be used and put towards civil society ventures. But there are there's always going to be the element that does take advantage of it. And civil society and nonprofits and NGOs are not immune to corruption. So they do have to produce annual reports, which I think it's up to the public and up to their donors to closely monitor.
Rob, if the president stood up and he looked us in the eye and he assured us that this time funds are going to be used appropriately, they're not, there's going to be a very strict eye on corruption, do you believe him?
Not in the slightest, Howard. We've heard it so many times before. Absolutely, yeah, we have heard it before. I mean, there was a meme that went around when the 500 billion rand COVID relief fund was announced. And Ramaphosa clearly stated that they will put measures in place to make sure that that doesn't get stolen and that money doesn't go missing. And then not only a few months, 3 months later, he said exactly the same thing. We'll put measures in place to try and recover these stolen and missing funds from the COVID relief. And I have no doubt that will happen again. It's simply there are too many steps in government and too many opportunities for those who are corrupt.
Which is very, very sad indeed. I have to tell you, I believed him with the COVID funds. I really, maybe I just wanted to. I feel like I'm in this abusive relationship that every time they cheat, I think, all right, this time, that time is going to be the last. Definitely, it's not going to happen again. And yet somehow it does, doesn't it?
It does, yes. I hope you've reached your threshold there. Because
no, I am. I'm done. I'm done. In fact, I'm begging for an intervention at this point. Rob Hutchinson, Managing Director at Dear South Africa, talking to us about the role of NGOs in the democratic state.